Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hellbender Book Show on the BookSpeak Network. I'm your host, Keith Rommel, and I have the distinct honor of interviewing legendary author Bram Stoker. Bram, are you there?
Guten Abend, Herr Rommel. Wie geht's? Oh, you want to do this in English? I'm sorry. I wasn't sure. I saw Rommel. I thought German. Rommel's probably German. He'd speak German. But you're right, this is America, I forgot. Sorry, yes, I'm here. Very happy to speak with you.
It is a very honor to speak with you, Mr. Stoker. I know that you really don't need any introduction. There's so many people that are familiar with your great works and the awards that are named after you, and just there's so much behind you and your name, and just I'm so excited to have this interview. It's been a real long while since you released anything. I just want to know, let's start by telling the audience, what have you been up to since your last release?
Well, first of all, you don't need to butter me up so much. I don't need that, and I don't deserve it either. I've been writing for quite a while. I was, took many years off, and, you know, most of that time was spent on the south of France on the beach, one of those nude beaches, just hanging out in one of those little tents with the binoculars, watching the young ladies bouncing about. You know, maybe I shouldn't talk about that too much, but, you know, relaxing, let's say relaxing. And, you know, the waiter would bring some wine and some good food, and I'd think and lay around and think about things and take in the sun. And then I realized my skin was getting really dried up and brown and didn't look so healthy anymore, and my dermatologist was saying, Ram, you need to write. You need to get inside. You're going to die. So I thought, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? What am I going to write? I have no idea. And, this other idea came to me, which we'll talk about tonight. But yes, it has been about 15 years, I think, since the last book.
Well, it's been quite some time. And I'm really kind of curious, why the binoculars when you're on the nude beach? I mean, are you at a distance, or what is it that you're doing with the binoculars?
Oh, I'm sure. I was just watching the seagulls. What else would you do with binoculars on a nude beach? I mean, yeah, maybe some close-ups. You don't know. I cannot say. I don't think it's actually legal. At least not in France, you know. There are so many freaking laws in France, you know. There's so many things you can't do. And but I got away with it.
I'm trying to place your accent, Mr. Stoker. What is it? Where is your accent?
Somewhere in the mountains, okay. Northeast of Italy. They call it Croatia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your newest release, can we?
Sure.
Okay. Rated Z, and I think that you said that you started getting ideas for this novel during some of your downtime, I believe, maybe even during a little bit of a hiatus here in your writing career. Just tell me about it. What can people expect?
Well, I think it's pretty gross stuff, to be honest. I think they should be surprised that it is somewhat hideous. Descriptions of, well, just gross stuff is a good way to say it. And also very, very funny. This is meant to be a comedy. It's hysterical. It's meant to be just very strange, very odd. So it's not really literary fiction. It's a little more mindless. But the characters have depth. They're very interesting, and the situations are very interesting as well. And I think people will enjoy it, to be honest.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, that's really good to hear. Well, you know, I'll name some of the main characters. Well, the two main characters, you have Dick Shooter and Bunny Hole. Out of the two, who would be your favorite character and why?
Well, of course, Bunny Hole, because I like girls. But Bunny Hole is a beautiful, beautiful woman. I think Pamela Anderson, someone like that. And yes, she's a porn star, and she might come across a bit as a bimbo in the beginning, but, well, she actually shows herself to be, quite bright and, sort of an anti-hero in the book.
Oh, I like that, anti-hero. And let me ask you, is her looks or her likeness based off of maybe somebody you saw at the beach or anybody else that might possibly be involved with your life?
Well, to be honest, yes, I do remember a young maiden at the beach. Maybe she ended up accidentally in my binoculars a few too many times. But I don't think her name was Bunny Hole. In fact, I don't believe there's a living human being with that name, and God forbid there is. Those poor parents, what were they thinking? I'm sure in this case it's just a stage name, you know.
And what about Dick Shooter? What's your inspiration behind Dick Shooter?
Dick Shooter is like my life story. I mean, think about it. What men do all the time, you know? Dick Shooter is like it's like a men's pursuit, you know. We want, well, never mind. I don't know if this is rated R or PG or what. But
so is this like a play on words, the name of your lead character, Dick Shooter?
No, I think it's more about the NRA and Second Amendment rights, right? It has nothing to do with sex. What are you thinking, Mr. Rommel? Where is your mind tonight? You're thinking it has to do with a man's penis or something? Dick Shooter, come on. I think of him as like Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, these different characters, somewhat serious but also funny. He's not very smart, though. It's very clear in this book that Dick Shooter is actually not the smart one. Bunny is smarter than Dick. But a good guy.
Well, usually when you're led around by your dick, you're not very smart. But let me tell you this. I did see the cover, and I thought the cover was absolutely spectacular. There's obviously a very attractive man and a woman on the cover, real nice bright colors and such, and a man holding a Stetson and, Stetson hat, for those that don't know what that is. Is the cover image a direct reflection of some of the action inside the book or what the characters are perceived to look like in the book?
Absolutely. It's the cover is a scene that's imagined in a trailer park called the Prairie Schooner in Oklahoma. And I've never been to Oklahoma, but I've been there in my mind, obviously. And Brown Stroker likes Oklahoma, at least for a setting for these characters. And I think, you know, they are there. They're actually going there where Dick Shooter's ex-wife lives and where his daughter lives, and he's rescuing his daughter. So that's Bunny and Dick on the cover.
That's Bunny and Dick on the cover. Well, I will say that you are absolutely right. She's a Pamela Anderson lookalike, a knockout, and whatever you saw in the binoculars, kudos to you. Kudos to you for your time on that.
Oh, you should have seen her in the binoculars. Yes.
Oh, I thought you were bird watching. See, I was just testing you.
There you go, watching the seagulls, right?
All right, well, let me tell you,
she has some nice seagulls. You know, she really had a couple nice seagulls there.
Were the seagulls bright white by any chance?
I'll refrain from describing them any further. You have to read the book.
Okay, very fair enough. All right. I know that you had a couple of reviews come out for Rated Z. very positive, very positive. When receiving a review like that, does that do anything? You know, how does that make you feel as a writer? You know, and especially having been away for a little while and then coming back into the game here, how does that make you feel? Does it, you know, let the readers inside your mind, let them know how that feels when you start putting your work back out there. Is it something full of nerves? Is it something that you concern yourself with? What do you put stock into reviews? What is it that you think?
Well, you know, I mean, granted, I think every author likes a good review and probably likes to see that that's happening, but I always thought there's too many reviews. You let them get to you. Bad reviews get you down. Good reviews get you up and down. It's just not worth it to get so excited or so positive and negative. And I just prefer to write, throw it over the wall, see what happens. And I really don't pay too much attention to reviews, to be honest.
I think that you're giving some more innuendos there, Brom. I most certainly do. You're doing this up and down. You're saying up and down, up and down. And we're talking about starring porn stars here.
I'm really wondering about you, Rommel, where your mind is.
I don't know. After reading this novel of yours, sir, it's really, really good. It's really exciting. And, you know, all the innuendos that are going on and inside the novel and then here interviewing to you today, it's just I think people will get a greater appreciation for it once they go ahead and give this a read for themselves.
Granted, the book opens with a scene in a pornography movie. They're making the movie, and of course, you know, you want to tell the story. What will happen in a pornography movie? Of course, they'd be having sex. What else do you do in a pornography movie? So Bunny and Dick are doing their jobs. That's just about two professionals doing their jobs. And I describe very well what is happening. And, you know, what I don't want readers to think is that that's all it is. It is not just about that. That is just their jobs. And it tells you what they're doing and how they are. And then after that, you get to see them outside of work. And it's very different. And then, of course,
well,
the whole world goes to hell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the world certainly most does go to hell. But some of the realism that you put into the characters as far as, you know, their jobs and, you know, yeah, did you visit any sets? Because it's almost like you treat it as if they look at it as it's just merely a job. And then when they're away from the camera, they live life like we do, like normally. I mean, although they're engulfed into the apocalypse, but is that how, I mean, have you had any, what sort of investigations did you do to come to this conclusion on how such porn stars would live life, you know, after or outside the set of where they're
filming? Oh, my
goodness.
You know, you actually think I want to do research and go live with porn stars? Wow. I wish they'd be interested in me. You know, I'm just a fat old man from Croatia. But, you know, I do agree they are different in person. I mean, what do you think? You know, you imagine, do you think porn stars are just, you know, being porn stars at home? You think they go home and all they do is have sex? That would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? You know, they're cooking dinner in the microwave and they're fucking or banging. Excuse me. I don't know if we should bleep that out. And, you know, they're taking baths. Or they're, you know, the mailman comes, drops a package there on the porch, you know, threesome, whatever. You know, what's going on? The milkman comes. If you have a milkman, a maid comes. All kinds of stuff going on. I think they're just normal people, to be honest. I think, you know, they probably are a lot less active, shall we say, in real life. I would think they'd be tired of it, to be honest.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. And I was just interested in the homework that you did for this. So let's move on. I want to move on to your bio. I mean, because your bio says that you were born in Budapest, Hungary in 1347 and that you succumbed to the Black Death. I'm real curious. Because you are indeed alive and talking to me today. What is your bio?
Well, I am not 700 years old. I am not dead. I did not succumb to the Black Death. At least not yet. But, yes, the biographer, they are always putting out weird biographies about me. You know, that's a very strange one. And every book, there's a different one. They once had me with a Russian dog sled going across Siberia collecting woolly mammoth meat to sell to the Koreans and the Japanese. I thought that was pretty weird. Then another one had me raising albino reindeer in Sweden, getting them stuffed and selling them as yard ornaments in Wisconsin and Michigan. It's kind of crazy stuff. Another one wanted me to be a garden gnome in England and smoking marijuana, and I was like, no, I don't want to be a little garden gnome smoking marijuana, but I might be a garden gnome who eats mushrooms. Now, that would be better, because I don't know that they have good marijuana in England. They have good marijuana in Amsterdam, you know, but not in England. The climate's not very good there.
In Amsterdam.
Oh, I've been to Amsterdam a few times, yes. Yes, it's a nice little town.
Okay. All right, well, now that we covered your bio and, you know, how different it is, very interesting take that your publisher does to keep people guessing about your true origins here.
Well, I think the truth is my real life story probably isn't very interesting, so just make up something silly, you know.
Okay, well, I like it, and I like the approach. It's different. It's certainly different. Let's talk about the category in which Rated Z has been put into. I mean, obviously it has horror because we're dealing with post-apocalyptic, you know, zombies, and we've had the reviewers, as I noted before, we had some reviewers come through, review your work, and in the reviews, they say it's a very unique take on the zombie genre. So it's that's really cool to hear because, you know, something fresh and new in the zombies genre is very needed. But it's also listed right on the cover. You put that it's an anti-romance as well.
Yes.
Can you tell us
yes.
what that means?
Well, first of all, about the zombies, you know, I kind of see this as somewhat sarcastic. You know, the zombies have been so overdone and I wanted to do something just absurd with zombies. Yeah, it's a very different take, and hopefully it's the last zombie book ever written for by mankind. Maybe it will be, as if it's so bad, we'll see. But anti-romance is, well, think about it, you know, what is romance but love and building a relationship and, you know, making love and you know, all those sweet things. What anti-romance is the opposite. So think of relationships that never happen that should, that are frustrated, maybe sex that is denied or relationships breaking up or, you know, just trying to be the opposite of romance. So I don't want to give away too much because, you know, Bunny and Dick are involved in this and, you know, they spend their whole life as porn stars and then they try to have a relationship and, well, you have to see what happens.
Okay. All right. I think for the sake of trying to reel this back into PG-13, maybe we should refer to Dick as Richard from hence on, you know, from here forward.
Mr. Shooter to you.
All right, Mr. Shooter it is. Fair enough then. Mr. Stroker, that's a good thing. Is there anything else that you need or you'd like to share with people about, particularly the first book in Rated Z, The Money Shot?
Well, what it does is it sets the stage for the whole series, and there will be a series. There'll be several books, so it introduces many characters and. A couple of them are pretty intense. And there's one I really like named Constance, who is a very strong female character. And, yeah, I think everyone will like her very much. Or may dislike her very much is really what I like to see. But, yeah, I mean, there is religious overtones as well. And some of that is is more about the, you know, the conundrum of religion, shall we say, those who have faith and believe and those that don't, and sort of them coming together and dealing with the apocalypse. So it's sort of that going on as well. And, well, there's just a lot going on. And some very interesting characters, too. So, and it's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of guts and puke and bottled fluids and dead people. And, yeah, it's just
dead people is certainly appropriate in the zombie apocalypse. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes,
we need dead people to turn them into zombies. So, what is planned? Have you something planned for after the money shot? What's next?
Well, after the money shot is the second book. It's called The Roadkill Jesus.
You sent me the cover, and by the way, wait until people see this cover. If they think the cover to book one is amazing, wait until they get their eyes on book two. Maybe you could do some sort of cover unveiling over the next couple of weeks or months or how, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, Mr. Stroker. You're the expert, but, you know, I know people will go absolutely berserk over this next cover. In book two, but I read it as Roadkill Jesus.
No, you Americans. Right away, you think of Jesus. No. It's Roadkill Jesus. It is about it isn't all about, but let's just say a Mexican immigrant gets hit by a bus. That's a significant part of the story, but it has nothing to do with Jesus. I'm sorry. Maybe we need to make sure there's an accent over the use so you're not confused. But yes. My goodness, imagine the Christians. Imagine the Christians if it was Roadkill Jesus. This book would be banned by the Pope. We wouldn't want that. Oh, my.
Oh, good God. That was
I
so
might
funny.
Need to talk to my publisher about this. I didn't realize you'd get confused about the cover. Are you serious? People might actually think it says Jesus? I mean, it's spelled the same, but...
I thought you
were
Jesus.
Well, I would never run over Jesus. I might just bump him with
you
a bumper.
You were very clever,
hey.
Mr. Stokes. Very clever,
hey, Jesus,
very clever. See? That's the cleverness that people can come to expect in even in book one, Rated Z, The Money Shot. Just very clever, a lot of tongue-in-cheek, comedy, horror. Just there's so many different genres mixed in here, and there's just you really don't. What I like about this is that you don't take yourself too seriously. You don't take anything too seriously, and there's really no nothing off base for you. You know, as far as you know, oh, I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do this. It's kind of like you pick fun at everything, and I really like
that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's true. No, nobody's safe, but it's also not too offensive. You know, it's.
Exactly.
Fun. It's just meant to be fun. Everybody laughs at everybody. It's the way we should be, you know. We're all human. But there are certain characters that are funnier than others, you know. In the second book, there's some characters named Cheeto and Shug who are quite entertaining. And they have lots of questions. They ask the minister about religion, like, who is Cain's wife and where did she come from? And you know, some of the great conundrums of Christianity that are mysteries, and you must have faith to believe, but don't question. And these gentlemen question, and it leads to some interesting dialogue. And
I have the fortunate, I appreciate you sending me some of those advanced chapters. I appreciate it. It was definitely very, very funny, very, very light. You know, people really, you know, if they sit back and just throw their feet up and try to escape the the crazy that's every day, and they really want something different, something unique, and that's really beyond the pale of anything that's out there, and just get a good laugh and a really good start to a series here. And again, the stuff that you shared with me that's forthcoming in book two is just absolutely hilarious, very, very funny, very well thought out, very well written. So kudos on that. Good job. And,
listen,
so
you're stroking Stroker again.
I'm trying not to stroke Stroker. It's very hard. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little starstruck right now, so.
Danke schön, Herr Rommel.
Well, before we conclude the interview, do you have a message that you'd like any of your fans, both old and new, to know?
Well, please read my books. Please don't be offended. Please do not believe my biographies. They're all ludicrous and ridiculous, but just have fun. Enjoy life, everybody. Enjoy life. And if you're feeling down, there's nothing like going to a nude beach in France with a set of binoculars, I'll tell you. Look what happens. Look what I think of after that. My goodness, I come up with these books. Wow.
Wait until they get a load of this, what your experiences have brought. It's just absolutely fantastic. Well, we've covered, most of book one here and, gave a little light outline of book two, a little taste of what people can see forthcoming in book two. And book one is being released on April 1st of 2018. And I believe that you have book two, Rated Z, Roadkill Jesus.
Slated for
a summer of 2018 release. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Probably July, I think, or June. Yes.
Okay, June.
Want to make this a beach read? Everybody reading it on the beach. Then that would be really crazy, because then I could watch them with my binoculars reading my book on the beach that I thought of while I was watching them with my binoculars. Think of it.
I was going to ask you if you could give away a free pair of binoculars with the second book.
There you go.
Oh, goodness gracious. So when can people expect to see, because to me it's truly exciting, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but when can people expect to see the sneak peek of book two's cover? Do you have an idea of when your publisher might display that?
My guess is soon after, right when book one is released, and something like that will happen. It is a striking cover, I agree. It's very, very nice and creepy, dark cover, literally. And the cover is more meaningful if you've read book one, because then you know the character of the cover.
Well, can we discuss that? We'll have you back on for book two, I'm sure, if you're willing to give me that interview. But can you tell people, just so that they know, going forward, what is the idea behind the cover of book two?
Well, book two, the cover, you should know, is the character Constance, who comes into
prominence. You already mentioned her before.
Book one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're curious, once book one ends, what does Constance look like? Well, just look at book two, and that cover will be out by then.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that is amazing, because I saw that image, and it is absolute. Oh, man, that even makes it even better for me. So that's great.
I wouldn't want to see that in my binoculars, though, I'll tell you. That's a pretty creepy one.
No. Certainly not in that condition. Well, where can people go to get your work? Where can they go and get what
you think? You can get a pre-order right now of the book on Amazon. And very soon at the publisher. And When it's released, it'll be available wherever books are sold.
Okay, so Amazon and SunburyPress.com and any major bookseller as well, any independent bookseller, any brick-and-mortar store will be able to get their hands on that as well?
Yes, yes. We hope that Barnes & Noble will carry it, but you never know. They're kind of finicky about it, and I don't know about Books A Million. They're very conservative about what they carry. They may not like a book like this, but
hey, if they carry 50 Shades of Grey, if they carry 50 Shades of Grey, they can certainly carry Rated Z.
Well, you know, they'll carry it if it sells. That's ultimately the oxy, the conundrum. You know, the book has to sell for them to carry it, and you can't sell it unless they carry it. And so, I think online sales are probably
kind of. It must be difficult to be an author having to deal with all that stuff. But what we'll encourage people to do is to go on sunburypress.com. That's SunburyPress, press.com, as well as Amazon. Right now it's up for pre-sale on Amazon Kindle. Soon the paperback will be available for order. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that's what I understand. And it is okay. Sunday Press is the publisher, but it's Verboten Books.
Yeah, Verboten. And right now, Verboten Books, I believe you are the first author. Are you the first author published under Verboten with the new release, or has there been more?
I think it's the first in quite some time,
That's what I was looking at that. Congratulations on that for your publishing.
You know, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. You know, I think publishers like, we can't put this under Hellbender. We can put it under Verboten. I'm like, what do you mean? No Hellbender. I'm bending hell in this book, you know. And they're like, well, no, this is a little too strange. I think we'll put it in Verboten. And I'm like, well, you know what Verboten means in German, right? And they're like, what? And I said, forbidden. And then I thought,
great. That's awesome. That is
that
really awesome.
That might tease people to buy it, you know? They think it's like the forbidden fruit. Bite into this one.
Absolutely. Hey, if Eve bit that apple, people can go and get out, go out and get some of their copies of Rated Z and be popular and get their friends a copy, too.
Yes, buy one for your grandmother, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
I think they should put this book in nursing homes, to be honest.
I don't know what sort of response that might get there, Mr. Stroker. What are you expecting to happen?
I see a lot of people dying prematurely. I don't know.
Either that or revitalization of life, right?
Could be. Maybe more so nursing homes.
absolutely. You know, getting excited about this story. I wonder if it's going to be like a 50 Shades of Grey thing where people are hiding in the corner just reading this thing, you know, like just needing, you know, to do this story, you know. It's just so much meat and, you know, I really like how you test the boundaries and you tease and you keep it light, but you also put reality and humor and so much into this book. So great job and congratulations on the novel. And I know me personally, I'm looking forward to seeing the novel released, and we're looking forward to book two, Roadkill Jesus, as well. And again, the name of the title is Rated Z by Bram Stroker. Very, very popular author. If you haven't heard him, look his name up. You'll see lots of things underneath him. Bram, any parting words that you want to give your audience before we conclude the show for today?
Just to enjoy life and read.
Okay. That's a great, great thing. Always read and try to escape some of the craziness that goes on around us today. I thank you for your time, Mr. Stroker. I wish you best of luck with the release of your new novel. Look forward to it. I look forward to the second book as well. And great work. And thank you for coming on the Hellbender Book Show. We really do appreciate it on the BookSpeak Network. Thank you.
Understood.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Again, if anybody is interested, just go to sundaypress.com and pick up the novel or look for it on Amazon.